Sisters and brothers in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today, obviously, we're observing the 500th birthday of the Reformation. And this service is quite a bit different. If you come every week, it's quite a bit different than what you are used to, because I've got all this stuff on. There's no band up here. But let me tell you, there's plenty of music up there. And we will have more music from the children down here. So it is indeed a different kind of service. But I think, you know, once every 500 years, we can, you know, do something a little different, right? Okay, 500 years. And we've been thinking about it and talking about it and studying about it for the whole last year, especially the last month or so. Between the services today, we celebrated with Luther cake and a Luther quiz and some Luther prizes. They gave away indulgences rather than selling them, so you can get to heaven free now. It's kind of like a get-out-of-jail-free card, I think. But apart from the party, that was just a fun celebration, I want to reflect about what it's like to have achieved this highway marker on our journey of faith. As Terry talked about, the journey of faith that we're on, like Plato, we're on a journey, and we don't change. Our faith is still in God, but it changes shape. The Reformed Church of Martin Luther has aged with voice, vigor, and grace. And in spite of what some will tell us, the church is not bent over, tapping its cane, wheezing a dry cough, and gasping its last fading breath. There may be days when it feels like that, but quite honestly, that's exactly what Reformation feels like. We're on a journey, and we've been hiking up some pretty steep hills, and we've been traversing some pretty rugged terrain, and we have not yet arrived. You see, it's a little like baptism. Actually, it is our baptism, which Luther said is new every morning. Our baptism, our life in Christ, reformed and reforming, renewed and renewing, fresh and refreshing, enlivening, enlarging, ennobling, and inspiring. So it's our birthday today, or anniversary, however you want to say it, the 500th. And we're celebrating the struggles and the triumphs, the pain and the joy, the adjustment and the changes that we've undergone in those ensuing years. And maybe it's most importantly the changes that we're observing today. Not changes for the sake of change, or change to keep up with the latest trend or fashion, but change that reforms us from a shape that no longer fits us into one that is better able to serve the kingdom of God and our call as disciples in this time and this place. I want to start by commending this congregation for its longevity. I mean, the older you get, the more people celebrate your age. But think about how long this church has been here and how many changes it's undergone since 1903. When you think about the number of churches that pop up around the United States and then close their doors after one generation, you have to honor the fact that First Lutheran of Richmond Beach has something in its DNA that keeps it reforming and refreshing to meet new circumstances in this community and in the world. I like to think that that something in the DNA is truth, with a capital T, as in, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, capital T, and the truth will set you free. You know, in Greek, just as an aside, you can translate that word if. It's a Greek word. It can be translated if or because. But if you read that, because you continue in my word, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. You get a little of the paradox of that, because Knowing the truth isn't a once and for all thing. Knowing the truth is continuing in God's word. It is continually changing. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Once you get past that circular paradox, it's almost like business as usual. This is what we do. Like knowing the truth is as simple as knowing certain rules or knowing certain traditions and rituals or knowing the ethical answers or being right, which I want to mention is not always the same as being righteous. But the fact is, continuing in the word is being free of those rules, being free of the traditions and the rituals. In fact, being free of a culture that tries to form us into a self-centered mold, to be slaves to the world. That's what we're really up against. We call that tension, maybe. We call it pressure or stress. Continuing to be in the Word is to be free to change and to grow, free to renew and refresh, free to enliven and enlarge and inspire. To continue in the Word is to choose to be a slave, to be a slave to God rather than a slave to the world. Remember what he said. All those who sin are slaves to sin, but we can choose to be slaves to God. Friedrich Buechner says that a man has freedom to the degree that the master he obeys grants it to him in return for his obedience. So he does well to choose a master in terms of how much freedom he gets for how much obedience. It's kind of one of those things that you want to see written down, and it's kind of hard to put your head around it. To obey the laws of the land grants a person constitutional freedoms, but not necessarily the freedom to follow his own conscience. To obey his own conscience leaves one freedom from moral guilt, but not necessarily freedom to gratify his own strongest appetites. To obey his own strongest appetites for whatever, drink, sex, power, revenge, leaves him the freedom to be an animal, but not the freedom to be fully human. Fully human. In the beginning, back in Genesis chapter 2, actually, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. To be alive, to be fully human, is to carry within ourselves the breath of God. The breath of God. Freedom means recognizing that breath, that spirit, which is exactly the same word, which lives within us, and letting that spirit be our master. There's an old prayer that speaks of God in whose service is perfect freedom. And it's not as obscure as it sounds. It means that to obey God, to obey perfect love, to obey truth, capital T, to continue in my word, capital W, leaves us the freedom to become the best and the most joyful that we're capable of becoming. The truth is, we are always reforming. We are always changing. We are always becoming. But to continue in God's word is to continue our journey of faith as a disciple. And I like that image of our discipleship as a journey. Because as in any journey, there are bends along the road. Sometimes there are detours along the road. Sometimes strangers, both frightening and friendly. And always an ever-changing scenery, even if your journey were as flat and predictable as North Dakota. No offense. In the last 114 years here at First Lutheran in Richmond Beach, It has not been a flat and predictable journey, nor will the next 114 years be flat and predictable. But in our DNA here, we have the truth. In our very selves, we have the breath of God. And it continues to reshape and reform us in our hearts. In your heart, you have the Spirit of God. It is written upon your heart. And it continues to inspire you and to reform you. It also continues to challenge you and encourage you. And it continues to set you free, to be all that God had in mind for you when He gifted you to be who you are. And then He gathered you together here in this place to be His people, to be His witness, to be His hope for this community and for all the world. So let's celebrate today with brass and bells and voices. Let's give thanks for all the gifts that God has given us and for all the things that you've been able to do with those gifts. Let's give thanks for the 500 years of Reformation, of continuing in the Word, of also being brought back to the Word when we have strayed, and for all of those people who have gone before us and laid a foundation for our ministry today. Those with vision and joy, and those who were skeptical and questioning, for they are also part of who we are today, and we are part of them. 500 years is a long time, and Martin Luther could not have imagined the life that we are living today. In 500 years from now, who knows? I can't even imagine 500 years from now. It's hard for me to even imagine 114 years from now. Our children and grandchildren and their children and grandchildren will remodel this building again or tear it down and start over. They will reshape the ministry that is going on here and reform the delivery of God's love and grace to a world in need. And while we may not be able to imagine it, we are also a part of them too, just as they are a part of us. We are laying a foundation for that future. They will live in a different world than we know, and they will need different tools and different instruments with which to witness the gospel, just as we needed a different tool, just as Martin Luther realized that he needed a different tool in 1517. And even a different tool than Olaf Ellingsen needed in 1903 when First Lutheran began as a Bible study down the road in a little house. We give thanks today for this wonderful, exciting, spontaneous, ever-changing journey that has brought us to this point. 500 years of Reformation, 114 years of being a congregation, but the same journey that will carry us forward as we continue in the Word, as we become slaves to the one in whose service is perfect freedom. Because it is that truth, capital T, the truth of the ever-adapting, ever-reforming, ever-loving God, which will set us free. And we are free indeed.